Okay, so we're up to the paragraph in the Reb Chaim, V'hinei Barambam. Perek Tes Milchus Gerishin, Halacha Chaf, Pasak, Dehade Iskin Shmuel Begita, Deshchiv Meira, Koi, Bein Shenichta V'atnai Kein Behaget Atzmo, Uvein Shehisna Kein Balpeh. Okay, it's meaning that you need the Tanai Kodon Lemaisa. V'kasha lefidas Rambam dahod bein in Tanai Kodon Lemaisa hu lahamaisa b'poal. Right, that's what we're saying, that the halach is that Tanai has to come before the Maisa b'poal. And it's true that we're saying this, there's really two forms of that. There's the Maisa b'poal mamish, but then there's also, according to the Rambam, the very hasnos hamaisa itself has a din maisa, because that is a cause in the chalos. That's a cause in the chalos. It effectuates the chalos. Okay. So, but the point is, that's not going to help you. It's going to be a problem here. Imke my nafkamina ben hecha shenichtav atnai kodem lamaisa. Meaning the Ksiva Saget as a written document is completely meaningless. There is no Maisa Bapoel during the Shas Ksiva when it's sitting there as a stama, a star on somebody's desk. It only becomes actuated and becomes, when you have Mesira Saget, then the whole thing becomes in actuality. So everything happens in one instant. So you never have the Tanai Kodem Lemaisa. It's not like when you're saying an Amira to a woman, so then as you're saying the Amira, so that has a Din Maisa. But here, there's no such thing. It's all Mesira Saget. V'rei sham v'sugya diskin shmol mavur d'bin in dafka shein nizgar atanai kodon l'maisa. U'ledas haram ha'koi gen kain gam al ha'ksiva. V'kasha d'heicha t'atanai hu b'chsav b'ger atzmo in kain holi olam havi t'anai u'maisa k'achas. And that's his real kasha. Okay, that's his real kasha. And I mean, I'll do the next part, but you know, then you see at the end of that next part where he takes up one other possibility, but then immediately rejects it. He says at the end of that, he says, "Ve'ezah chilak yesh beinim kosev hatnai tchila la ma'isa tchila v'tzarachin." I mean, that's his kasha. Okay, so we'll just take up quickly his one other possibility. Ve'ein lomar da tnai havi al etzam hashtar im yo'el legerishin im lo. V'nasa zos b'shas k'siva atzma. V'shapir cholok bein t'nai kosev kodem l'maisa o maisa kodem l'tanai. Kevin da maisa hi k'siva saget. Im kein b'chsa b'kosev ha'maisa kodem l'tanai havi ha'maisa b'poel kodem. V'im kosev ha'tanai kodem havi ha'tanai kodem l'maisa b'poel. Zeino, the Reidas Aramhi, Beperaches Milchus Gerish, Melchadalit, the Chol Tanai Haget, Srich Lios Acher Ksivas HaToref. The Toref is the Iker Haget. Take a look at the Raman Paragimel. Vim Achaya Kodem Ksivas HaToref, Have Safik Gerishin. Vim Kein HaNimsadin, Ach Have Atanai Al Haget, Gufe. You'll tell me the Tanai is a Tanai about the very Get itself, this very document. Im yebo din shtarim lo, that's what you'll tell me the nature of this Tanai is. Is this document have a din of a din shtar, a din get? Lolam havi maisa kodel matanai, so it's always going to be the maisa kodel matanai. Kevin da get kvar nasa b'ksiva satoref, v'tzarachin. Okay, so that's why he rejects it. To say that the Tanai is not about the chalos Haget, beino levena isha, but the very Tanai is about whether or not this thing should have a din get, then it's always going to be, by definition, the Tanai achar hamaisa. Because in the get, the Torah is the Iker, and the Tanai is always written after the Torah. Uvemish is that Sarachi and Gamli Idach Poskim. The Sphirale, the Tanai Kodal Maisa Koi, Al Asnosa Maisa. So even if you learn like the Riven and others, that it's simply halacha in the, you know, say the hadvarim of the hasnas hamaisa, not that anything has a din maisa, okay? So, aval harel koponim, binishat hasnas hatanai, yet kodam hasnas hamaisa, right? That's the halacha. Vahacha rei hakol nasa b'shas nesina saget, v'lechakan shum davar shu kodem. V'yafagav the yeshlo, okay. V'afagav the yeshlo, the gamba vasacha shapir dami, Avalakati tzarachiyin, dimkein arei gam pekishakosav amaisa tchila baget, gam kein yishapar dami. Kevin al kol haofanim, hav yibavas achas at tanai v'amaisa. Ve'ez achilak, yesh benim kosav at tanai tchila, amaisa tchila. Yes, so it's going to be akasha even on the Raivit and others. Because if it's halachin that the hasnosa tanai is before the hasnosa maisa, okay? So over here again, when it's written, it's meaningless. It only comes into reality, okay, as being a hasnas amaisa and a hasnas hasnas atnaya and hasnas amaisa only becomes a reality when you hand it to her. So therefore, it should make no difference if you tell me bavasa. If you should tell me that bavasa achas is at least good, the psul is to do one koda. But really, Bavasachas would be good, so then I don't care how I write it. Because the bottom line is, this get is going to have a Sipur Dvarim of Tanai and a Sipur Dvarim of Maisa. And they both become actuated, you know, actualized, I should say, when you hand it to her. Oh, so they happen Bavasachas. So if Bavasachas is sufficient, so then it should make no difference how you write it. So that's a kasha on everybody. The question is, what do you care how you write the get? Okay, whether you write the Tanai first or you write the Maisa first. Okay? Okay. All right. Here we go. So first he answers, of course, according to the Raivit and others. So he says like this. Ela bal korchach nira mavur mizeh. Okay, you don't care about how it really happened in time, that one came before the other. Darei hacha beget leka klal shum davar shehu kodem. Because here there's no kadima in time. El tzarchlios came b'tzura satnai uperusha. Shehei b'feirush hasna oso hatnai kodem la'maisa. Val kain eno toli zos klal bazman ezehu kodem. V'gam kishehem b'sha'achas gam kain mi hatnai b'tzuraso uperusho havi hatnai tchila la'maisa. Va'al kein shaper toli v'mashakosav baget tchila al tzuras hatnai eicho. Okay, so that's his answer for the Raivid. In other words, basically, that there's a sfiras dvarim of get, and really the halacha is that tonight kodem lemaisa is a halacha simply in the Tzuras HaTanai. And that Tzuras HaTanai is whether it's a Tzuras HaTanai, you know, verbally, bepeh, or if the it's expressed as a ksiva. It's still a Sviras Dvarim. So it really makes no difference which one it is, verbal or written. Okay. And of course, when you hand it to her, that's when it becomes actualized as a Sfiras Dvarim. But the halacha is that Tanai Kodol Maisa is not a halacha in a din Maisa, like the Rambam. It's just simply the tzura, the tzura sadvarim. That's the halacha. Is it tzura sadvarim? So it makes no difference whether or not you say it bal peh or you say it bichsav. There's a tzura sadvarim, how the tnai must be expressed. It has nothing to do with the real, you know, din, you know, the actualization, a real maisa. Nothing to do with that. They just simply hold halacha in the tzura sadvarim. So therefore, there's a requirement that you have hasnas amaisa, that the tnai precedes the hasnas amaisa. Okay, that's halacha in hasna'aso. It's a tzura sadavar. And that applies equally in the ksiva saget, because that's going to become an actualized sphira sadvarim. That's it. Simple. Okay? But that kind of idea is only going to work, is only tenable if you hold like the Ravid. And he continues. He says, El de kolze hu rak lahanach poskim doha de tnai kodel maisa koi al hasnas hamaisa. That's how it has to be expressed. Da kol hu me etzem maisa hatnai. Right? In other words, those two pieces are part of the format of a tnai. That's the din tnai according to them. That's the tsuras tnai. If you do this, then this will happen. That's the hasnas hamaisa. Okay. Da kolhu mi etzem maisa hatanai. And that's what you learn out from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. Aval adas harambam detanai kodum lemaisa koi rak al maisa bepoal. De ein ha-maisa shayach klal le'etzem ha-tanai. Vahavien shnei dvarim b'fnei atzmam. Ve'ein ze shayach klal le'tzuras ha-tanai u'perusho. In other words, according to the Rambam, what we've said is that there's a halacha of a tanai, and then there's a halacha of the real maisa. The Maisa Kinyan. And there are, of course, two aspects. Right? There's the Dvarim that have a Din Maisa. And then there's the actual... I mean, they both... That also has a Din Maisa Bapal, because that's going to be a... those words that he says is what is going to produce... ultimately, and participate in the chalos. And then there's the actual, of course, whatever. Let's say here, a maisa nesina. Okay? But those two things, that is the very kinyan. There's just, all the Rambam holds is that the tnai must precede the very maisa kinyan. That's the halacha. So it's not a halacha in the tzuras hatanai. The maisa kinyan is the maisa kinyan. Now the halacha is the tanai must come before that. That's the halacha. It's two completely different things. There's the essence, which is the kinyan, and now there's you're adding a new mechanism of tanai. And the halacha is that tanai must always come before a real maisa. And according to the Rambam, saying Hareya Mikudeshesli, or Tehei Mikudeshes, depending on the case, that has a Din Maisa. So the Tanai has to come before it. So if that's the case, and that's what he means, the Eina Maisa Shayachlal Etzama Tanai. Yeah, because the Tanai is a separate mechanism. The only thing is that the Tanai has to come precede it. But they're completely two different things. Oh, if that's the case, then it's Shayachlal, it's Surah Satanai Perusho. Like I just said, that's halach and hakdama. You're telling me there are two separate things, two separate phenomenon, and this one must precede the other one. So if that's the case, Vimkein arei kasha kiniskalel. Dibnichtav atnai baget arei akol nasa bevasa achas. But here, insofar as kedima, you're not going to have kedima, because it's all going to happen simultaneously with Mesiras HaGet. The whole shtar has become actualized. So what should I care? Which one comes first? If you tell me Bavas Achas is good enough, so this should be good enough. In other words, if you tell me that the Tanai, the phenomenon of Tanai, must precede the Maisa, is really halacha that it can't come afterwards, so then Bavas Achas should be good. And if you tell me, no, it's a bedafka, it should be that way, right? So then it'll never be good. I don't care how you write the thing. Nothing's going to help. Either way, it's not going to make sense. The halacha that you have to write one before the other, according to the Rambam. Okay? That's his kasha. All right? I guess it's worthwhile just to clarify, you know, that point. Because according to the Rambam, it's hasnoa samaisa. It's all halacha in Tanai. Whereas according to the Rambam, it's not hasnoa samaisa in any essential manner. No, it's simply the halacha is that the Tanai must come before anything that has a din maisa. And that dibor has a din maisa. So then it's a real halacha in kedima. Okay, that's his kasha. Okay, now we come to the hard part of the Reb Chaim. Va'al kein nira, degam ledas harambam, de svirale, dahach dina, de tnai kodem lemaisa, koi, al maisa bepoel, mikol makom, Ikar hadin lo ne'emar al guf ha'maisa shenasa ki im al asiyas ha'maisa shegomer bedaito. Right, wait, what does that mean? Shebezehu dechayel ikar din hatnai shall menas kain who ose zehamaisa. Visvirale la Rambam de gam zehu bechlal ikar hatnai. Vishayach bodin suras hatnai. Sheyehe hatnai kodmo. Umishum the svirale la Rambam the chol ikar hach milsa shall hasnoas amaisa. Udin asiyas amaisa mashagomer b'diburo v'zeh dahavi b'chlal guf atnai. Whew. What does he mean? Right. And what else? One more line. Masha'eno kein im yitzuya. If it could be imagined. Shetehe hasnas amaisa shelo yehi ba'din maisa. If you can imagine such a case of being a masna on the maisa, and that wouldn't have a din maisa, ain't a bechlal din hasnas on maisa shel tanayim. What? Right? That's what is he talking about here? What's Reb Chaim saying here? The first step I would take is. There is Reb Chaim is rejecting what he just said a minute ago, which is the Ein Hamaisa Shayach Klal LeEtzam HaTanai V'Havin Shnei Dvarim B'Fnei Atzman. He's saying that it's not two separate things. It's not that you have a kinyan, okay, like a maisa kinyan or a chalos kinyan, and then there's some extraneous mechanism that, you know, set some kind of a rule, okay, that could be, as it were, be, you know, to be like, to be ma'akev it, like there's some rule here, some extraneous mechanism, okay, but rather the t'nai is rather the maisa is now made up of the t'nai and this maisa. In other words, you normally, like if you say, let's say, I don't know, Areyat Mekudeshes Li B'Dinar Zu. And then you hand her the dinar. So, you have like an objective Maisa. And that objective Maisa, of course, is a reflection ultimately of the Das Machna and the Das Kona. And it's Chal. But here what you're doing is, what is a t'nai? See, he said, what did he say again? Hu din asiyas ha-maisa ma-shegomer b'diburo. V'zeo da-havi b'chlal guf ha-t'nai. And he said before, de-gam zeo b'chlal ikar ha-t'nai. Meaning, what the Rambam is saying now is that what is a t'nai? A t'nai is where in the very structure of the Maisa Kinyan you have a dibor, which is a direct reflection. See, it's not like some just objective Maisa, but it's a direct reflection of your Gemira's Das into the Kinyan. And that's what a t'nai is. That's the very idea of a t'nai. A t'nai is where you create a stipulations within the Maisa Kinyan. That is the definition of a t'nai. And that's why the t'nai has to be about the hasnas ha-maisa b'po'al. Because the t'nai has to, by definition, the definition of a t'nai is creating rules and stipulations within the very kinyan itself. So it becomes a component of the kinyan. That's the very din t'nai. See, let's read that again. Min kol makom. You see, he says, even though the Ram holds the opening, the top line of that paragraph, on that daf, your test. This really, the hachdin, the t'nai kol maisa koyal maisa b'po'al. See, even though that's true, but it's not going to be the way we understood it until now. Namely, simply, you need this mechanism before this, before the maisa kinyan. No. Mikol makom ikur hadin lo nemar al gufa maisa shenasa. Kiyim al asiyas ha-maisa shekomer b'dayto. See, it's a new idea of a maisa. It's a maisa that now has a direct reflection of Gemira's Das. Like Gemira's Das has been injected into the maisa. Let's say, I would call it in a subjective manner. Shebazehu chayel ikr din hatnai. Shal menas kein hu oseh zeh ha-maisa. See? That's where the ikr din t'nai is, that on this condition itself, that's how he's doing this maisa. V'svir le'aram de'gam zehu b'chlal ikr ha-t'nai. That is the very definition. It's not that t'nai is a separate mechanism. No, that is the very ikr ha-t'nai. V'shayach bo din tzuras t'nai, shi'at t'nai koma. That's why it's shayach to have the t'nai first. And he'll explain that a little bit more in a minute. Not because it's some, like, for some other reason, that some, you know, reason that the Tanai has to, this mechanism has to come before that mechanism. No, no, no. This is the very, the Tanai is a part of the Maisa. And that's why it has to come first. Umishum desvilei Rambam, the whole ikar hachmilsa shal asnos ha-maisa, who din asiyas ha-maisa, mashagomer b'diburo. That's exactly what does it mean to be masna on the maisa? It means that you are now creating a maisa with a certain qualification based of a stated gemiras das. V'zeh havi b'chalal guf ha-tanai. Masha'enu kein yitzu eshtei ha-tanai asnos ha-maisa shlo yibay din maisa ein zeh b'chalal din asnos ha-maisa shel tanayim. V'al kein hu desfir le'el ramav d'chol shenasa ha-maisa b'po'al shuv ein zeh choshev tanai kodem la-maisa. See, and for that very reason it's going to follow why if you did the maisa b'po'al, meaning you already stated the maisa. I don't mean you stated the Maisa. I mean, the statement is the Maisa. Right? Tehei Mekudeshes. Okay? Then it won't be Tanai Kodol Maisa. Kevan Shikfar Nigmar Asiyas HaMaisa Im Keim Emela the Hasno Sha'achaka Hashuva Kasno Sha'im Badin Maisa. In other words, Ve'enkan Tanai Kodol Asiyas HaMaisa. See what he's saying? It's not just some like arbitrary halacha. It's rather because since the very idea of Tanai is now that it's a component, it's woven into the Maisa. It's a specific Gemiras Das that's been injected into this Maisa. So therefore, by definition, Tanai has to be a chelek of the Maisa. It has to have a din Maisa itself. That's the whole concept of Tanai. And therefore, if it's afterwards, it's too late. Hold on one second. Let's get up. In other words, according to the way I hear this, the way I understand Reb Chaim, it's no longer that you learn out from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven like what we thought originally, which is simply that Tanai has to be before the Maisa B'Po'al. And then you have a Chiddush that Reb Chaim brought in before, in the paragraph of Hine Matzino, that the Amira also has a Din Maisa. No. Reb Chaim it's all like unified. What you learn out from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven is one halacha. That Tanai itself, the whole dibur of Tanai, is a din maisa. It's all, the whole dibur of a Tanai is the maisa hakinyan. And it is a direct expression, like a new, like it's a, like the Torah allowed, what you learn from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, is that you could have this, you know, it's a specific Gemiras Das through this thing called Tanai, now define the whole Maisa. But it all has a din, it all has a Chalos Maisa, it all has a din Maisa, a Shem Maisa. And it doesn't make a difference, of course, whether it's through your Dibor or your Ksiva. Either way, when it's actualized, so the sipur dvarim of the shtar become actualized. And therefore, it has to be that when you're setting up the kinyan, when the kinyan's actualized, then it has to express what are the sipur dvarim of the get, that the tanai comes before, that the tanai is before. Why? Not for some accidental reason, but because the very halacha of Tanai has to be that it's a chelek of the Maisa. That's what I think Reb Chaim is saying. Yeah, when Reb Chaim says asiyah samaisa, when he said hachmil shal snaza who did not see us samaisa mashe gomer b'dibur, no, he means he does not. Well, how did you put it? What were your two ways you put it? No, not the performance. But that is the maisa. The construction of the maisa is the maisa, according to the Rambam. That is the maisa. Harei at mikudesh le. Harei at mikudesh. That is the maisa. That is maisa. In fact, that is the essential maisa. Of course, it also has to be before the actual maisa, meaning the handing of the dinar, because the handing of the dinar is the act where everything that you have constructed now becomes realized. But that's not the essence. The essence of the is of the kinyan, which is the reflection of the Gemiras Das, is in the statement you say. Of course, it has to be before the Maisa B'Pol Mamish, because then after that it's the whole. That's it. Whatever you said has been realized, and of course it's too late. Yeah, Asiyas HaMaisa is the dibor that reflects the person's Gemiras Das. You want to call it the construction of the Maisa? I mean, it has a Din Maisa. That has a real Din Maisa. That is the statement that will effectuate and bring about the Chalos when you hand her the dinar. In other words, the Chalos doesn't happen till you give her the dinar. But what is the essential statement that brings it about? It's that dibor. The Maisa Kedushin. Harei at mikudeshesli bediner zu. That's asiyas hamaisa. Mashagomer bidiburo. That statement, it has a din maisa. And that's how the whole halach of Tanai is constructed. It will only be a Tanai if it's a hasna of a maisa, of a real maisa. Because otherwise the Tanai will not be a component of a maisa. And that's the very halach of Tanai. See, that's what he said before. See, your distinctions before. Mikol makom ikar din lo nemar al guf ha-maisa shenaase. Ki im al asiyas ha-maisa shegomer b'daito. It's the maisa, the thing, that which has a din maisa that will effectuate and bring about the whole chalos. Masha Gomer Bedaito. And that's exactly where the Din Tanai steps in. That if you include some qualification, some rules within that, subjectively, as a direct expression of your Gemiras Das, it will operate. Provided one thing, that it has a din, that it's a part of the Maisa. So that's why it has to be Kodem. That's Tanai Kodem, the Maisa. Yeah, when I said before, the injection of the Gemiras Das into the Maisa means, because normally you just look, you in halachic terms, you simply have a Maisa. And it's an objective thing. You know, you sign a shtar, you make a kinyan kesef, whatever the case may be. But here, the very idea of Tanai is that you're expressing directly your Gemiras Das is becoming a component of a Kenyan. And that idea, that's exactly the idea of Tanai. That's what a Tanai is. That's exactly the concept of a Tanai. So it's no longer that the Tanai is a separate mechanism. And no longer are we saying that according to the Rambam, that simply Tanai has to be kodem to anything that halachically has a din maisa. No. That's not the formulation. Rather, the halacha is that the very concept of Tanai is bringing in the subject, the particular Gemiras Das, as a chelak of the Maisa. And that's why Tanai called them the Maisa. That's why he had that Lu Yitzur. Where is that? Mashenekin im Yitzur shtei hasnasa Maisa lo yehi badin Maisa ain't that bechlal din hasnasa Maisa shol Tanayim. Then that's not it. Because the very concept of a Tanai, its very essence, is that it's a qualification of the very Maisa. It's a component of the Maisa. That is the very definition of a Tanai. And that's what you learn from B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruve. Right, what he says. Umiyushiv das harambam bahodi yalof b'tanai b'nai Gad b'nai Ruve al maisa b'pol shi'at t'nai kodmo. V'gam hodet sarach t'nai kodmo l'maisa hecha shenichtav t'nai baget. Mishim d'chalos ha'maisa shal yidei gemar daito zehu gamkein me'etzem maisa t'nai. Valkain Shayach din Surasa Tanai, Gamba Kosov by Get Atzmo. Yeah, because what's the difference? In other words, when you handed the get, so now that Sipur Dvarim is going to become, it's as if you like you're saying it at that moment. It becomes actualized. So it has to be that the existence of the Tanai in the very get is formulated in such a way that the Tanai is a chelek of the very Maisa Kinyan. Which is the Sipur Dvarim. Because that's what's really effectuating the whole chalos. So it makes no difference if it's oral or if it's bedvarim. V'shayach gam lemelfim mitanai ben gavar yavakev yu me'etzem Maisa hatanai. That's the very thing you're learning out. The very Etzem Maisa Tanai. What is the Etzem Maisa Tanai? That the very Tanai, by definition, has to be a chilek of the Maisa. It has to have a din kinyan, a component of the kinyan. But, yeah. Saying sphere that it's a sphere's dvarim is not enough, would not solve the problem. Because it might be a Sfiras Dvarim, but if they're two different mechanisms, so then it's just halacha. If it's just halacha that the mechanism of Tanai must precede in time the mechanism of Kenyan, so then here they happen simultaneously. So it didn't work before. The Sfiras Dvarim have to follow an order because it has to be that the Tanai must be stated in such a way that it's part of the Maisa. So therefore, within the get, it has to be formulated in such a way that it is a part of the Gemiras Das of the Maisa Kinyan. That Gemiras Das for Tanai has to be in such a manner that it shows that you're qualifying the Kinyan. So that's why it has to be Kodem. And it has to be Kodem in the way you write it too. Because that's the expression of the Maisa Kinyan. We're always talking about the entire, according to Reb Chaim now, it's the entire Dibor. It's the entire Dibor. That whole Dibor is the, what do you call it? The whole Dibor of the Tanai is essential. Because the whole Dibor of the Tanai is a Din Maisa. That's what he holds. That's the Rambam's idea. That's how he understood it tonight. What's it? Yeah. David asked about what about the beginning of the Rambam, where he's explaining that the Tanai is when the Tanai is not done properly, so it's Batal and the Kinyan is Chal. So. But now that we're saying that the whole din tanai is gemiras das, it's right. It's a chelik of the maisa kinyan. So exactly how? Why isn't the whole maisa kinyan bottle? Right. That's Chaim doesn't address that. What's the answer? Right. So the question is, what's the answer? But let's go slowly here. In other words, what we're saying is. What Reb Chaim is saying is that the very definition of Tanai is it's a chelak and a qualification of the Kenyan. It itself has a din maisa. That's the very halacha. So now, but if that qualification, but it still has a din of a qualification. So if that qualification, give me a second. See, it's interesting, in the case of Tanai, Kodem Lamaisa, Reb Chaim has, by definition, explained it. Because if you do the Maisa first, so then the Tanai is simply not a Chelek of the Maisa. So of course the Maisa just happens. That's it. End of story. That's simple. That one's simple, right? But let's say it's something like an EF Sher Lakaimo. It's impossible. So why is that? Do you say the Tanai is Batal and the Kinyan is Chal? Or let's say Lav Kodem Lahain. Or you just had Lav without the Hain. Yeah, I'm not sure. In other words, it has to be, the approach has to be that you're saying, over here you're saying that the din tanai has to have a din maisa. But it's a qualification. But if your qualification is an error, then the gemiras das for the kinyan still remains. There's the objective Maisa, right? Like the Maisa Kedushin, right? Hareya Mekudeshesli, or Tehei Mekudeshes, and you're handing a Dina. But now the Din Tanai is that you're setting up a particular Gemiras Das to qualify. But if that qualification is null and void, then the objective Maisa that took place. Your qualification just simply was improper. I think that's the answer. I just got to just think about it a little bit more. It's like there are two things going on here. It's true they become... I think that's the right answer. In other words, there's an objective Maisa Kinyan taking place. And now the Torah allows you through this through Tanai, which is what? It's a hasna on the actual Maisa. Okay, that's the very definition. It's a new qualification within this objective Maisa, but that's only if the qualification is proper. But if it's improper, so then you just have the Maisa that you did. In other words, a real Maisa Kinyan did take place, an objective Maisa Kinyan. So therefore, that's going to remain. The Tanai will be batal. The attempt at the qualification was improper. So that subjective Gemiras Das never entered into the picture. So therefore, the objective Maisa simply proceeds along its normal lines. And the Chalos happens automatically. Yeah. All Reb Chaim is saying is that the Din Tanai, there's a unification in the Din Tanai. But that's not to make the mistake to say that this Gemiras Das this Gemiras Das is now being super added to a Maisa Kinyan. It's a component of a Maisa Kinyan. But if it's improper, so then we're saying that Gemiras Das that's creating a qualification is simply non-existent. So you have a regular Maisa Kinyan that took place. So that's it. That Gemiras Das. It's not to say that because you have the subjective that the objective Maisa Kinyan is I want to use the word superseded. It's adding to it. In other words, the Tanai is adding a particular Gemiras Das to this activity. But if it's improper, it doesn't get added, doesn't qualify. So therefore, the Maisa Kinyan, as it stands, is an objective phenomenon, is like every other case in the Torah. If you see a guy, you say, Arei Abikudeshesli, and hand a woman a dinar in front of two Edom, they're married. He can't taina later, I was joking. We don't care. His Gemiras Das is extraneous. We go by the objective activity. but over here by Tanai, we're allowing the very Gemiras Das to enter into the picture through a Dibor or a Ksiva, which is the same thing as a Dibor. But if it's improper, so it never gets added into the thing. It never becomes a qualification. So therefore, the Maisa Kinyan takes place. Yeah, that's correct. You're going to have to look at each case. Why exactly? It's not Reb Chaim's not trying to tackle the whole problem. Although he did, that's what I was wondering about to think about, because he did allude before why Hain is Kodem Lalav. He did have that before. And of course, now we know, of course, tonight Kodem Lamaisa, we also understand. And why if the Tanai is after, by definition it can't be good, because it won't be part of the Maisa. That's why I said, I didn't think it was an insurmountable problem. I just think you have to understand what he's saying and understand his structure and then look at each case. I mean, it could be like E.F. Shalakaimo means that just simply the Torah is saying that's a ridiculous, there can't be a Gemiras Das like that. It's like a joke. It's just a ridiculous statement. So therefore it just falls away just because of its impossibility. It's nonsensical. In the world of Kinyanim, Gemiras Das, it has to be a sensible thing. So if it can't exist, that's it. It's gone. So it can't be a qualification. Now you just have the regular objective thing, the objective phenomenon, which is the Maisa Kinyan itself. The only one, I think it works really nice.
So that's what comes out. Bottom line. Bottom line is Rabbi Chaim learned out from Bnei. What he holds, the Rambam learned out from Bnei Gam, Bnei Reuven, is not the Maisa Pol, that the Tanai has to come before the Maisa Pol Mamish. That's the main point. That's not what you're learning out. What you're learning out is the very din that Tanai is a din Maisa. It's Hasnas HaMaisa because it is a din Maisa. It's part. It's a chelik of the very structure of the Maisa, and that's why it must precede it. And of course, it has to also, of course, precede the Maisa Bapal. Yeah. And of course, the gap, I mean, besides practically, which we showed last week, in the case of Arayat Mekudeshes with the Tanai, but the gap between the Ravid and the Rambam is conceptually very great. According to the Ravid, it's really, the whole thing is halacha in the Tsuras HaTanai. It's simply that the Hasnas HaTanai has to come before the Hasnas HaMaisa. It's a Tsuras HaDavar in the Tanai, in the Maisa and Sidur HaTanai. Whereas according to the Rambam, the whole halacha of Tanai is a whole new construct of a new kind of Maisa Kinyan. Okay, very good.